Australians, and I thank Member States for their comments on older Australians, particularly in the context of the response to COVID-19. The Australian Government is committed to promoting and protecting the rights of older people and removing barriers that prevent older Australians from fully participating in society. The Age Discrimination Act 2004 protects individuals from discrimination on the basis of age in employment, education, accommodation, and the provision of goods and services. Further, Australia has had a dedicated Federal Age Discrimination Commissioner since 2011, whose functions include protecting individuals from discrimination on the basis of age and to provide advice on participation barriers faced by older Australians. Front of mind for the Australian Government is the support for older people as they age. Australia's aged care system currently supports over 1.3 million Australians with subsidised care and associated social supports delivered through community settings, at home and in residential aged care, with the majority of Australians supported in their own homes. Our aged care system is underpinned by quality standards and a Charter of Aged Care Rights, which came into effect on 1 July 2019. Those rights support aged care consumers to be properly looked after, treated well, and given high-quality care and services. The Australian Government established the Royal Commission into Aged Care Quality and Safety on 8 October 2018. This Royal Commission is inquiring into the quality of aged care services, how aged care services can be strengthened, and how to ensure services are delivered in a sustainable way and meet the needs of older people. The Royal Commission is due to report in February 2021. The outcomes of this Royal Commission will inform further reform of the aged care system in Australia. Throughout the course of the Royal Commission, action has been taken by the Australian Government in response to issues raised, including reducing waiting times for home care packages, addressing the overuse of chemical restraint in aged care, and to stop the flow of younger people with a disability going into residential aged care. The vulnerability of older Australians and the aged care response to COVID-19 has been closely incorporated into the health response to the pandemic and is a critical part of the health pandemic plan. An additional $1.7 billion in supports direct to the aged care sector has been provided to assist in the response to COVID-19. The Australian Health Protection Principle Committee, supported by an aged care advisory group, has provided advice on the response from a health emergency perspective and recommended measures for restrictions on entry to residential aged care facilities during COVID-19 and increased infection prevention and control measures, as well as advice for workers, for families, and those more broadly in the community. This is in recognition that COVID-19 is a significant health risk, particularly for the elderly and individuals with comorbidities or low immunity. The measures recognise that avoidance of exposure is the single most important measure for preventing COVID-19, particularly in residential aged care facilities. These restrictions are temporary and continually reviewed to ensure they are only in place where necessary, with additional supports provided to maintain mental health and connection to community and family. Thank you, Madam President. I will now hand to my colleague, Andrew Rose, from the Department of Home Affairs.
Thank you, Helen. Madam President, Excellencies, I would like to thank all delegations